Hare Krishna japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 7, the concentration principle, part 3, opposite thinking. When you begin to concentrate, you have to coax your mind and speak gently to your mind, just like you coax or encourage an ignorant child. You have to speak to your mind, "Oh mind, you stupid monkey. Oh mind, you stupid monkey. Why are you always jumping here and there to this foolish idea and desire and that foolish idea and desire and this suggestion and that suggestion and this person and that person and this place and that place and this thing and that thing? Don't you know, oh mind, that by pursuing all these useless material thoughts and ideas, you will only bring me and you endless suffering? Why don't you just look at Radhasham Sundar? Why don't you just concentrate and focus all your thinking, feeling, and willing on the beautiful form of Radharaman or Thakurji Radha Govinda? They are the perfect divine couple, radiating joy, compassion, and love." While chanting japa, often many types of enjoying thoughts come in our mind, or memories of prior sense pleasures. And then we think, "Oh yes, I'm in the enjoyer, I can enjoy." But we must reinforce our thoughts for enjoyment and replace our thoughts for enjoyment with thoughts for seva and for loving Krishna. We have to repeatedly tell our minds, "I'm not the enjoyer. I'm not the enjoyer. I'm Krishna's humble servant. I am Krishna's humble servant. And he can enjoy me however he likes. I live for him. I belong to him. I am nothing but Krishna's eternal servant. I am not the enjoyer." You have to become indifferent whenever nonsense ideas or even sometimes sinful thoughts arise in your mind. Do not welcome these material desires with open arms. Your bad thoughts or material desires and wants will disappear if you don't identify with them. And by telling yourself with conviction, "I don't want these thoughts. I have nothing to do with these desires and wants and ambitions." Gradually, as you continue to do this and chant Hare Krishna japa, your mind will give up its nasty habits and then happily honor Krishna's name and hold on to his lotus feet. This is called dharana, or concentration, in japa. Patanjali, the great teacher who wrote the Yoga Sutras, he gives a secret for controlling the mind, which we have called the opposite thinking technique. So Rishi Patanjali says, "Do you want to know how to control the mind? Well then listen. Whenever negative, harmful, or sinful thoughts disturb your mind, these thoughts can be overcome by constantly pondering over their opposites. Vitarka Bharane Pratipaksha Bhavanam." In other words, a devotee must be ever alert, watching the mind. whenever you're chanting Hare Krishna Japa, or any time throughout the day, whenever useless or sinful material desires or thought waves arise, especially while chanting Japa, they should be immediately replaced with positive thoughts. This is the opposite thinking technique. Such action will create new mental habits conducive to spiritual advancement and concentration in Hare Krishna Japa. In other words, you should replace thoughts of enjoyment which may arise in the mind with thoughts for serving Krishna, Guru, and the Vaishnavas. Or, for example, if when you're chanting Japa, you think about exploiting someone or exploiting something, someone or something for your own material sense pleasure, you can reverse that thought by opposite thinking. You can think, no, not how can I exploit them or enjoy them, but how can I serve them? And not how can I enjoy this object, place, or thing, but how can I engage this object, place, or thing in Krishna's service? And instead of wanting to exploit or enjoy someone, you can think in an opposite way, how can I help this person become Krishna conscious, and how can I help them remember Krishna and his seva? Another way to create new thinking and new thought waves in your mind is that when you're chanting Hare Krishna and meditating upon the forms of Radha and Krishna, such a meditation will fill up the mental trenches and grooves in your mind and gradually make new impressions, transcendental, devotional, or bhakti samskaras. The material samskaras, material desires and thinking will be replaced by spiritual, devotional desires and thinking. As you meditate on the forms of Radha and Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna Japa, the beautiful transcendental forms of Thakurji, Radha Shyam or Radha Raman, or your personal Thakurji, will eventually take over your mind and saturate your mind to replace the various temporary forms of materialistic men and women of this world who are so deeply etched in your mind. When your mind becomes purified and always filled with thoughts of Radha and Krishna, it will no longer run to external sense objects. If you can fix your mind on Krishna's gorgeous form and relish the nectar of his transcendental names, then your mind will become your friend. And when you chant Hare Krishna, you will feel immense joy as you concentrate in chanting Krishna's holy names. Thus concludes part 3, opposite thinking, and technique number 7, the concentration principle.